knew it was going to rain yesterday. We knew it was going to be wet, but that's obviously not unusual in Northern Ireland. And obviously our systems normally cope. I think it was just the sheer intensity of the flash floods, you know, flash flood after flash flood. And I think that's the issue. I'd heard some of it. I heard the Met Office speaking some time ago about, you know, changes of global weather. It's these intense summer flash floods that we get. You know, there was an incident in Cornwall a few months ago where the Lizard got absolutely inundated in that village. Effectively, it got washed away. And I think that's it. As an airport, major vital piece of infrastructure, you expect bad weather, rain, but it's just these once in 100 years or once in 200 years storms that suddenly hit, and the vessel in the world, no defences or no infrastructure can sort of cope with that. So you know it's going to be wet, but it's probably not until the last few minutes you realise the storm gets to the intensity that it's going to get to.
So as it relates to the facility, what has been the impact? What disruption is there?
Put in perspective, we have a river that runs along the southern edge close to the terminal facility, and that arc falls into the loch. And the lock's at the eastern end of the airfield. So I think the sheer volume of water coming off the hills through the floods, the river burst its banks and started flooding the car park to depths of 3 feet in places. Thankfully, we had some warning, and we have a 24-hour presence there, and they got some of the staff in, and some of our staff, I'm just going to pay tribute to them, valiantly got their way into the airport and managed to clear some things from the ground floor of the terminal and then managed to barricade the doors. So they were, you know, we still had about a foot of water inside the terminal building itself, but you know, it was higher outside. And then further to the east of the airfield, water came in over the part of the runway, part of the taxiways, and part of the aircraft's parking platforms. So, you know, it's obviously impacted in the terminal, which is muddy water, now sits of mud, and parts of the airfield area. And, you know, as many staff as we can get in, because obviously they've had challenges getting into the road. I've managed to come in there, sort of doing the clean-up operation.
Did you mention the car park? People would have pulled in, of course, to go on holidays. Was there damage caused to vehicles parked?
Yeah, there will be. At the moment, I just don't know the extent of it. We've had pictures taken at the peak of the flood, so we know which cars have been affected. But sadly, some people will be returning and find that their cars have been flooded.